Well, Peter Van Onselen is TEN's political editor and a columnist with the Australian newspaper. Peter, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
So we understand, and the minister was not able to give us any more details because of operational matters, as he said, that Australians and some Afghan visa holders trapped in Kabul are having trouble getting to the airport, which is frightening. What does this mean for the government's options of getting people out? It certainly draws attention to the fact that, you know, too many people are still there, and media has been asking the government about this for 2 months now.
Yeah, look, the government is late on this, DFAT, as well as the political decision-making around it, but so is the rest of the world. That doesn't make it right, and we're now basically beholden to the Taliban. So to be able to get safe passage to the airport for those Australians and visa holders that we are trying to get out, we need to hope for ongoing cooperation from the Taliban. There's no guarantee of that. In fact, the evidence seems to be to the contrary, that they're not getting through and that it's very dangerous. And as the minister just told you, even if they can get to the airport, if the timing isn't right on, the airport itself is incredibly unsafe and uncertain as well. So there's no good outcome on this, and it all comes back to the whole international community, and that includes Australia, being late to realise what was happening. And for us in particular, even though the minister talks about a number of people having sort of gotten out in a trickle over recent weeks, we could have done much better, because, as you say, there was even public awareness about the need to do better over a sustained period of time. They banked on the Afghan National Army not collapsing this quickly.
And as you say, to be fair, other countries finding themselves in the same position, in the same mad scramble. The federal government's response to the refugee crisis, which will unfold, is 3,000 humanitarian visas. The Prime Minister yesterday really making an effort to be clear that no unauthorised arrivals will be given permanency, the rules will not change, the Minister stating it again there, we will not be allowing people to enter Australia illegally even at this time. Now, I understand why you might be giving that message to those who might be tempted to try and get on boats now, but it struck me as very insensitive, if not cruel, to the people who are here on temporary protection visas at the moment, worried desperately about their families, to indicate that they won't be treated any differently. Their families will not be, treated differently under the rules.
It strikes me as unnecessarily heartless. And it's not just a long way from Malcolm Fraser's approach to what happened post-Vietnam. It's also a long way from what we saw under Tony Abbott, for example, in 2015 when it came to Syrian refugees, or in fact, for that matter, with John Howard around Kosovo back in 1999. And there were some differences there. But the issue here is this. The 3,000 number that they've settled on is at the lower end of the spectrum. In a policy sense, when they make these decisions, they have a spectrum which gets provided to them. At the higher end, we can take this amount. At the lower end, we could take this amount. Scott Morrison and his government have settled on the lower end with that 3,000 figure. Tony Abbott, by comparison, settled on the higher end.
I wonder why on the signalling. Because the minister said we will probably take more. So I just don't understand why Australia is pitching itself publicly there.
It seems silly because the politics of it alone seems silly, quite apart from the lack of humanitarianism that it shoots off as a result. And you would have thought that the government would want to appear generous in the wake of the problems that, yes, the whole world's had, but Australia as well, when it comes to being ahead of this curve. But he's done the exact opposite of what Tony Abbott did when Scott Morrison was the immigration minister to Tony Abbott when it came to Syrians. Now, that tells us, and we already knew this was a captain's call by Tony Abbott at the time. Scott Morrison has not made the same captain's call.
Peter, thank you very much.
Good to chat.
Peter Van Onselen is Professor of Politics at Griffith University and the New University of WA.